Hey, this is Terry Wilson, and this is episode 200. Oh, my word.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. Well, I hope you like the new theme music. We've upgraded some of the sound beds and things in the show, and man, 200 episodes. I can't believe it. Thanks for tuning in. This is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. You know, when this show first started, it was started with the brand, and we named it Dollars and Cents because we were specifically talking about insurance and investing and protecting your money and using various financial tools, whether it be investment tools, insurance tools, strategies. And that's how it all started. And I went back and listened to some of the earlier shows when we started this thing 3 or 4 years ago. And man, you want to talk about cringeworthy. It was cringeworthy. It started with me using a MacBook G4 laptop and just speaking right into the microphone of the laptop. And the sound quality was horrific. But I was doing it not as a podcast. It actually started out as a radio show that started on a local AM station in my hometown. And then I found a guy out in Texas that would syndicate the show through several different AM stations. And we used that. And that was a huge marketing tool that I used when I first got into the insurance business. And just to give you an example, because I know a lot of you guys have onboarded with us and have started using our platform to develop a blog, to do online marketing, and to do a podcast. And one of the hardest things for any entrepreneur to do, whether it be, you know, whatever business and whatever tools they're going to use, the biggest challenge most entrepreneurs face is just getting started. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to so many people and I said, well, you've had this now for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. What's going on? Where are you at? Why aren't, you know, I see activity. And in one word or the other, and saying it one way or the other, it always comes back to, I don't feel ready. It's just not ready. And it goes back to that old adage that you've heard many people say, don't make perfect the enemy of good. It's easier to steer a car when it's moving than when it's parked. Just getting started is the biggest hurdle most entrepreneurs will ever face. And I don't play this to bore you to death, but I'm going to play 30 seconds of one of the first shows. This is like show number 19 or 20, just to give you an idea of how bad the audio quality was and really how bad I was as a, you know, a broadcaster, a podcaster, or a radio broadcaster. It was terrible, but it will give you an idea if I can start it at such a rough, you know, start. My word, I didn't have near the tools that I'm giving the guys that onboard with us as elite members at Terry Wilson 3. Man, they've got every single tool they'd ever need. So you've got a huge, huge leg up on what I started with. But I want to give you an idea of the start. So check this 30-second clip out.
Because the owners made the money off of what? The profit of the company. That's how they got paid. And why is anybody in business? Why are you starting a business? I mean, I'm sure there's good goals. I mean, I'm sure there's some benevolence there. You're a Christian. You want to give back to the community. You want to add value and service. But at the end of the day, you got to eat. So what do you got to have? You got to have profit. So the only reason you start a business is to be profitable, right? Should be, and there's nothing wrong with that. But knowing the true cause tells me not to give those guitar cables away anymore. The next thing you need to know is, To grow healthy, you need to start increasing your margins while decreasing your turn.
That was me with a laptop open, recording with the microphone on the laptop, and doing a live seminar at a local library. on how to make your business more profitable by inventory control, by marketing, and all different types of aspects. This is a short little business lesson. So people that were in the service industry, real estate, insurance, whatever industry they're from, you're just giving some pointers on how they could increase their bottom line. But you could see that, I mean, that was one of the very, I mean, in the teens, I think it was show 18 or 19. You could see the quality of the audio just wasn't up to par, but you got to start somewhere. And that's the point. You got to start somewhere. And as you get going, you start learning what you like and what you don't like. And man, I had all kinds of things that I liked and things that I didn't like. One of the first things that I did that I wished I never did was branding the show a name outside of my own name, using the dollars and cents. Now, I know it was a play on words, but at the end of the day, branding it as my name now, whether I'm in this industry over here, this here, I can go in any direction I want because it's about what I'm talking about. By branding it under a name like dollars and cents or something like that, I was sort of stuck in the financial, or at least perceived to be only in that area, when I wasn't necessarily always talking about insurance and investment. I was talking about being an entrepreneur. I was talking about being motivated, being inspired to do something else. And so anytime I'm talking to my reps, and I would encourage you in the listening audience, when you're talking about branding your blog, when you're talking about branding your business, do it under your name. There's just something about, because then it's about the brand to start with. And what is the brand? A brand is who you are. That's all branding is revealing and putting in the best light who you truly are. Marketing is what you do. Branding is who you are. And if you'll brand yourself correctly, you can speak to a niche. You cannot be a wandering generality. I know a lot of guys says, well, you got to just drill down, use keywords in your, no. You can still do that, but have this overarching brand that says, you know, I'm SC Johnson. I could be this over here, or I could be this over here. And so it gives you some latitude. And as you get into this, and this is just sort of like our best of podcast here, you can start developing things like, I wished I did this, I wished I didn't do that. Like, for instance, bringing on a co-host every once in a while, like I did with Josie. And here's one of the highlights from that episode.
Is connecting those passions and that purpose with a profession, you know, something that you can plug right into your professional life that harmonizes with your passion and your purpose for being here.
Absolutely. And Terry, the thing too is connecting with someone who has been and done, been where you want to go and has done what you want to do. Because that gives you someone you can reach out to, someone you can bounce things off of. Kind of like what we even talked about on our last podcast. Kind of like a coach.
Absolutely.
Someone who can keep you accountable and direct you in a focus. And you can read about them, study about them, you know what they've done, not have to make the mistakes that they made. Having someone that can, who's kind of like blaze a trail in the area that you want to go in.
And that was Miss Josie Gray, who co-hosted the show with me for several episodes, who's been a rep of mine and a producer for going on 2 years now. And so it was very, very, very fun times. I wish we could still do it. It's just scheduling and conflicts like that. It's very difficult with my schedule, because a lot of times these podcasts I record, I'm doing it in the middle of the night, or I'm doing it between call sessions. And so it's just very difficult at times when you've got so many irons in the fire. But man, those were some great times and great shows. And we've also had some times where I got to interview people, and it even got a little emotional, because people was sort of speaking to, you know, how this show and the webinars and being on the newsletter, it has encouraged them, has helped them turn things around. And this is a very memorable show that it was actually off of a call I had several months back. A guy called and he says, I just want you to know, I'm not buying anything yet. I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting involved with anything. But your shows, your webinars, your podcast has helped me turn things around. And I want to play that one, because that's one of the most memorable shows I've had thus far.
So your opportunity is a great opportunity if you utilize it 100%. I do not have the mentality right now to be able to utilize your services and give you 100%, because I won't give 100% to myself.
Well, at least, you know, you're being honest with where you're at, which is going to save you a lot of headache, heartache, and frustration. And it sounds like you know what you need to get done first before you start anything.
And that's what I'm trying to do. And listen to me, I appreciate the fact that you called me.
You can't give something you don't have, and you don't have...
For time purposes, I'll have to cut it right there. That's episode 180. And Dave was basically sharing how he had made a lot of money and the industry just had a macro shift and shuts things down. And the business that he once was in making really good money went away. And as a result, the cause and effect there is the way he coped with it was turning to drugs. And drugs really made things worse, naturally. And he started getting his entrepreneurial mind back and started thinking on higher thoughts and what he could do to get out of this rut and go to the next level. And he was just basically saying he really appreciated the show, even though he wasn't. And I was encouraging him not to do anything right now. You know, being an entrepreneur will test you. It will test what you're made of. It's going to test your mindsets. It's going to test your skill sets. It's going to test your attitudes. It is going to put things to the test. And if you're not emotionally, spiritually, economically ready for that, it can be. And that's why so many people have had a turnoff by it, a stressor. It doesn't need to be a stressor. I mean, there's going to be natural stress automatically anytime you're talking about venturing out and being an entrepreneur. But you want to make sure that you've got certain things in place. You don't have to be a rich person. You don't have to have a ton of money in the bank. Matter of fact, if you don't have any money, as a matter of fact, if you're broke, busted, and disgusted, we encourage you to start doing things on the side. Do a guaranteed gig until you can get going in the direction you want to, okay? But, we want people to be emotionally, economically, and spiritually balanced so they take off on a launching pad that's not going to shoot the rocket off to the side. And that's why so many people, crash and burn because they don't have a level launching pad. And I talk about that in some of my training, the three pillars that you have to have in place so that when you launch your new venture, that new product, that new brand, that new business opportunity, you're launching it from an even, launch pad and it's not off kilter. Okay, so that's episode 180 if you want to go back and listen to that one. And of course, we've had people that have been reps come on the show and talk about how they've made $4,000 in literally just a week while dodging a hurricane. So that was an exciting show that we had there. But I just want to take this time to tell every single one of you who have been listening, because I get emails all the time. So, Terry, I've been listening to your podcast now for 3-4 years, getting your emails, getting your newsletters, and all the encouragement. Number one, I just want to thank all of you. It was so meaningful to me to get the latest stats of our podcast. And it literally just doubles just about every month, the volume, the clicks and everything like that. And it has afforded me the opportunity to take time off from, one-on-one sales like I've always been accustomed to start writing books and creating other products, which is really, really nice. And that's why I encourage everyone, if you're in the audience and you've got a passion about something, you got a passion about sports. You got a passion about music. You got a passion about ministry. You got a passion about life. Then, put that passion into a profession. Put a paycheck with it. Man, that's when life, we literally this year have gone to Ireland. Last year we went all over the world. And the only way I was able to afford to do that is by having something, some mechanism of making money in the background, providing an income while we could go and play. And that's what blogging and podcasting and online marketing and all those things that we offer at TerryWilson3.com, that's what they're there for. And that's why we're excited. And that's why we want you to get excited about your life. Get excited about what you can do, because I promise you, you can go to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.